a proud station sponsor.
And welcome back to the locker room. And we're going to talk to Todd Martin, president of the Mornington Little Athletics Club. How are you going, Todd?
Yeah, good, thanks, Neil.
Now, this is actually live. You're on location, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're actually competing as we speak.
Fantastic. Now, I'm pretty sure there was a relay-thon or something like that happening as a bit of a fundraiser going on. Is that today?
It's a statewide thing, or in fact, it's probably a national thing, but certainly every centre in Victoria has been asked to do the same thing. So we've got a continuous relay going between virtually all of our kids from 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock and looking to go a little bit further than we did last year, which is about 46K, and get up to about 50Ks and, yeah, raising money for the Royal Children's Hospital.
Which is a very good thing to do, obviously.
Certainly.
Children's Hospital is fantastic. Mm. Now, plenty of things to talk about with Little Athletics, and we often talk to our friends down at Bellum Park.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys are having a bit of a year of shifting around, aren't you?
So we spent the last 10 years at Mace Oval in Mount Martha. We had an opportunity to relocate temporarily to Mornington Secondary College. We got invited along by the principal and the key people in the sports department, and they've spent a lot of time and effort and money on developing the track that they have on their oval. Still a grass track, but we're now with the big guys now. We've now got a 400-metre track, which is a bit of a novelty. We only had a 250-metre track at Mace. So
you've pretty much outgrown Mace Oval.
Yeah, well, we've had similar sort of membership numbers for the last few years, sort of around 300. And 300 kids and their parents and discuses flying and so forth on Mace was always a bit of a challenge. Plenty of room here, that's for sure.
Beautiful.
And where's the permanent base so when it's finished?
We were very fortunate to get leading up to the federal election last year, we got a pledge from the coalition government to give us $2 million to help build a synthetic athletics track up at Duns Road. In behind the basketball centre there's some land, and that sort of had always been earmarked for an athletics track. So we're in the midst of discussions at the moment with council around planning for that. So with a bit of luck, well, the plan is certainly that that'll start construction during 2017, and, you know, we're looking forward to being running on there for our season in 2018, sort of October thereabouts.
Gee, that'll be great. Does having that sort of track, is that likely to expand the number of kids that you can cater for? Or?
Yeah, well, certainly the 400, you know, we could probably, you know, this is a good, in a lot of respects, this is good for the club that we've moved here, because it actually gives us an understanding of how our program will work on a 400-metre track and what space we do have and so forth. So, yeah, absolutely. I'd think that, you know, it'd be quite easy to have 500 running at any given time. I think we could probably cope with that. Whether there's that many kids in the Mornington sort of Mount Martha, Mount Eliza area that are keen on a little ass, I'm not sure. But certainly I expect that we'll get an uplift in numbers. The other thing that will happen too is that we lose a number of, particularly the good kids, to other clubs like Frankston, because they have, you know, a dedicated facility and so forth. So we won't necessarily encounter that once we've got a proper home.
And I assume athletics at junior levels will be getting, or looking forward to getting, a bit of a shot in the arm thanks to the Nitro Athletics series starting soon, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. We always sort of bank on getting a little bit of an uplift from things like the Olympics and Commonwealth Games being in Australia early next year is going to help as well. But, yeah, there's certainly been a lot in the media about the Nitro Athletics, and looking forward to seeing how that goes. And we're still getting inquiry, which is, you know, unusual for this time of year, because our season finishes in 3-4 weeks' time. We were having inquiries for people wanting to come and have a try soon ago as yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is a chance now to mention some of the little stars you've got you've got there? Any particular kids? Because, you know, they have championship series and things like that coming up. So who are some of the kids that you might expect to participate in those?
Yeah, so as an example, so last week the state multi-event championships are on. Multi-event is the age groups all basically. It's like a decathlon, but it's a reduced format. So some of the age groups do 6 or 7 events all in the one day or over the two-day weekend. And one of our under-10 boys, Sebastian Farrelly, picked up a silver medal in that last week. So that was a great effort. One of the young girls, Declan Tanner, she ended up 6th in the state with several club records along the way. So there's a couple, but certainly recently relays and regional relay events. We've got the regional track and field that comes up in the next 2 weeks. So on the 18th of Feb up at Frankston, the regional events are on, and certainly looking forward to some good results there.
All right, we have to get our mate Andrew Wells on and talk about that one as that one gets closer. So in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, so on the 18th and 19th, so the weekend it's on up at Frankston.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, one of the other things I noticed looking on your website there, that one of our good friends here in the locker room is Dr. Lisa Huguenin, and she's on your committee there. You've done well to pick up Lisa.
Yeah, no, she, her... I think all of her kids do athletics, so in various age groups. So, yeah, she's been involved for a couple of years now. She keeps us on the straight and narrow with all things first aid and the like. So, she's been a great acquisition for our club, that's for sure.
So, Todd, what is the ideal age for kids to get involved in little laths, do you think?
Yeah, so we start at under 6s, so you have to have turned 5 to complete. We run through to under 16. 5-year-olds, you know, some 5-year-olds are quite ready to do it. Others probably not so much. But it's the younger they start, the better we can work on technique and whether it's running technique or throwing or jumping, and it stands them in good stead when they get older. So we'd encourage people to sort of start, you know, at that age, and then hopefully we can show them how to do things.
That's not just for a bit of fun, a bit of running around in the fresh air. You do actually, you know, teach them how to, you coach them as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so quite a number of people within the club, and we encourage parents when they come along with their kids and they want to get involved, that we cover the cost of them to do an introduction to coaching course, which gives them, you know, the basics and helps, you know, I guess getting kids throwing things the right way or jumping the right way, because once they start doing it wrong, it's quite difficult to change it as they get older. Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Todd, it's been great chatting with you. Well done on getting to move to the bigger track, which is nice, and we're all looking forward to the new all-weather track at the Civic Reserve, and we'll obviously try to talk to you as we get closer to that, and when it all starts. It's a fantastic thing, and good on the 300 kids out there running around at the relay. It'd be great.
Fantastic. No, thanks very much, and any time.
Our pleasure. Good on you, Todd.
Good on you. Thanks, Neil.